Welcome back to One Drink In. We never know what episode it is.
Episode 51. So Chloe, yes. I've been waiting to ask you this.
Okay, I'm ready.
I've been avoiding asking to you earlier because I was like, I'll do it on the podcast.
Thank you.
Do you have a boyfriend? Because you posted a full man on your TikTok. But I've been avoiding asking you because I was like, I need to get it on recording.
Things are moving forward.
That's what I said.
That was a hard launch.
That, you know what? I'm really torn between...
You're not expecting me to ask.
No, I like it. Okay. I'm torn between the hard launch and the soft launch and going back to what our rules are that we've made.
About
that you never post. Okay, hear me out. The content was good. I wanted to put the content out there. I understand his face is out there. However, his name's not tagged anywhere.
They were.
So
does he know about your video?
Yeah. So he knows about the video. So he obviously, if you guys know, I've made multiple videos of men. And so people come to my page because of the guys that I would post, right? That's how I met you. However, I needed to be very careful about when I'm posting him, they don't think he is available.
Yes.
So I made sure that his name was not in, he's not tagged in anything. And I also told him that I'm not going to put your name in it because I know what it's done. I know how these girls think. They think I put a man in front of them and that he's available.
But
so it was risky.
I was going to say
it was risky.
But we've also learned people will see them not available and they don't care.
Again.
But that's okay. You'll take.
Yeah, I'm leaning into it, and I realize that there are risks that come with it. And I said, "Hear me out. Is that fair or no?
DMs.
Is it fair or no?
I mean, I obviously am going to say yes. It's fair.
It's kind of a double standard because I put him out there, but then I hit him at the same time.
But even if I were to post a guy on my Instagram that I'm dating, I wouldn't tag him.
But at the same time, I don't need to hide him. I'm excited about him. And I know there are rules around it. You shouldn't post a guy. I didn't tag him because I know that what it does to a guy that I do tag, it creates more problems. 100%. And I wanted to keep his privacy respected. So that's really why I did it.
Okay, but you didn't answer my question.
But yeah, we're moving forward. So
are you avoiding my question? I'm gonna move on from the question and go to one of the comments.
Okay.
Are you still friends with Nilu?
But
they spelled my name wrong. Nilo.
Which makes me think they don't really know who you are.
Which, I mean, everyone spells my name wrong.
And I said, yes, we live together.
La Puita. I know. I thought that was funny.
I thought it was too.
Yeah.
There was a lot of interesting questions. A lot of people giving their opinions, but I love that.
They were.
Yeah, so I went to Mount Joy. I went on a date on Friday to Mount Joy, which is an indie band. And when I tell you there were so many cute guys, and I even said this to him, I said, oh my God, look at these men are belting out their heart and souls. They're all the guys
would
with other guys.
Think I would get the ick.
The guys were so
singing out
cute.
Loud.
It was amazing. But anyway, there were a lot of babes there, and they were all super nice and friendly.
Were they with only boys?
There were a lot of group of guys.
Really?
Yes, there were not a lot of girls there. Very little. Very few. But it was a really intimate concert and great date night, to say the least. So
Farlise, you finally experienced.
Oh my God, Farlise is so cute.
The same way that I experienced.
I want to go to Jazz Tuesdays
at Farlise.
Yeah.
No, you have to come on a Thursday.
Oh, Thursdays, so Tuesdays and Thursdays are good. I would definitely go back. I love the aesthetic there and the vibe, and it was a beautiful rooftop that we went to called Farlise. It's like old money aesthetic, cool vibes.
It's like old Hollywood.
Old Hollywood.
Glam.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't know how to explain it, but it's cute.
Very cool.
Okay, I don't know why, and I don't know if you felt this way when you were turning 29.
Yeah.
Or when you were 29, but the age of 29 is freaking me out a little.
Yeah. Obviously.
But I've never cared about age in that way before, but for some reason 29 feels like,
yeah,
you know.
Mm-hmm.
You get it,
I mean, I think 29 is the last year in your 20s.
Mm-hmm.
And so you feel like
I'm like trying to hold on to my 20s right now, and I have 4 months till 29, and then I have 1 year until I'm done with my 20s.
Yeah,
a little bit of that freak out mode.
What are you freaking out about?
I don't know. That's the thing. I'm like, what does it matter? It's not like anything changes when you turn 30. You know what I mean? It's just like the idea of my 20s are gone.
Your 20s. But you also have to think how much you've changed in your 20s.
My 20s. I have loved this decade of my life.
But you're literally going to be turning 9 in adult years. That's the way.
That is so true.
Right? you'll be 9.
Yeah, I'm so young.
In adult years.
And in normal years, I'm young.
Okay. But I mean, think about it. Your 20s are like your adult years when you start to become an adult and you start to make adult decisions. And so I look at it as like you're literally 9 in adult years. And so like me being 31 now, you're I'm 11. And so I'm like, I feel like I'm just starting to develop as an adult and understand what I want and who I am. But don't be afraid of that because you have to think of how much you've developed. And to be honest, I think life has gotten better every single year.
I feel like for me right now, I'm like, okay, 29, my last year of my 20s, I want to do all my, get everything crossed off my list of like what I want to do before I turn 30, which I don't even know what that is. But like 29, I'm going to make it my best year of my 20s.
Best year of your 20s.
Yeah. So it's just going to be, so if anyone else is in the 29 club, let me know because we're going to make this last year the best year of our 20s. I'm just gonna do everything.
I think it definitely can be scary. It's also interesting to see, like, when you see someone that's older, you're like,
it's the first...
I'm never gonna get there. Yeah. I'm never gonna do that at that age. I'm gonna continue to live my life like this.
Yeah.
And even think of, like, this last year, how much we've changed and, like, grown. And we're like, wow, I didn't realize that we would be the girls that are staying in on a Friday night or doing things that... We're just developing and growing. And I don't think it's something to be afraid of, but
I... No, and I don't have... I am not afraid of 30. I know for sure 30 is an amazing time too, but it's just something... I don't know. I just love the 20s. You
it
know
feels like
mean?
Your
it's
youth.
Like youth, yeah. Yeah. It's just young and carefree.
What do you think is the best response when someone says like, oh my God, you look amazing for 29?
Ugh, I hate that. I hate when people say that to me. I'm like, it's not old. Of course I look amazing.
But did we say that at one point? We definitely said that. Like, oh my God, I had no clue you were 30.
Yeah, so I had a friend when I was like 24, 23, 24, who was, I think, maybe 27, 28.
Yeah.
Or no, maybe she was even 29. I forget how old she is. Jamie, she is the best. I love her. And I couldn't wrap my head around the fact that she was 29 or whatever age it was.
Yeah.
Because to me, I was like, one, she looked so young. She acted so fun and youthful and whatever. And at the time, I would... also have those same thoughts, and then now I hear it and I'm like, bitch, just you wait till you're my age. You're it's not that much older,
right?
Like, you wait.
Do you think it's just because society puts in our head that like we're supposed to be having these milestones in our life at a certain age?
I think because when we're younger, we hear
29, you should be married with 2 kids.
When I was in high school, I thought 25, you were a full-blown adult. I thought 25 was like, I thought it was literally married, kids.
Yeah,
you're on your own.
So I think it's just hard because everything shifts when you're in a big city and you can't compare yourself. But yeah, I mean that. And also, like, if our parents got married at a young age or if our friends are getting married, like, we're all on different paths. So what do you think is the best response when someone says, oh my God, you look amazing for 29?
Like, I would just say, like,
I'm 21. Which year in your 20s do you think was the best?
Yeah, maybe.
Because, like, you're obviously more mature and wise.
Yeah.
And so I would probably ask, what year was the best for you? What's been your most pivotal year? Or what would you tell your 20... If I was 21 talking to a 29-year-old, what would you tell your 21-year-old self? Yeah. So that it's something that, like, they can share a story and also you can respectfully tell them, like, you're wise and you're not fucking old.
Yeah. If you're under 25, just... And you think that 28 plus sounds old, just wait till you're this age and you will look back and be like, oh my God, I cannot believe I thought that that was an old age. I think it humbles you as you get older because I think of some of the younger kids I know, like 22, 23, and I'm like, you guys are so cocky. Just you wait. Like, just you wait.
You're out of your cocky era at that point.
Until, they're just...
Young and delusional and naive.
Yeah, which is like a fun
it's a fun
to live.
Yeah.
For
they say that like the best mindset... in life is really to have like that childlike delusional mindset.
I think it's fine to be childlike and delusional versus like cocky and arrogant,
but having fun with everything you're doing.
I guess I'm talking more so I remember when I was younger and just like thinking
that your shit didn't stink.
I was just the hottest thing and like that. Like, you know what I mean? I see it now with younger people and I'm like, oh my God.
Yeah,
it's like kind of rolled.
Hopefully they'll grow out of it.
Humble yourself a little.
Humble yourself. Speaking of humble, a TikTok that I saw about power moves and things that make you feel powerful. So think about your youth and like things that you did. You were probably really confident. We probably gave less of a shit then than we do now. I don't know. That's my opinion.
Okay, what's your example? Or what was the example like, of the video?
So, like, video was talking, and interesting enough, about things that people do that are powerful. And that interpretation is different for everyone. Mm-hmm. But there is, like, a generalization of here are things that are power moves. And then I started to brainstorm what are things that make me feel powerful. And so the TikTok was pretty much like, think you're going to college and you swing by and you grab a to-go coffee, but think about you're walking on campus and you see somebody with a coffee mug of coffee. That's a power move. Or you're in an elevator, or it's literally two people. You go up to the person and you introduce yourself and you treat them with kindness. When you went out of your way, that is a powerful thing.
Okay.
Another one that they were saying, this one I thought was kind of hot, to be honest. She's like, take a sucker everywhere you go.
Oh.
When you walk into a party and you have a sucker in your mouth,
yeah,
that is a power move.
Yeah.
So it's things like that that are kind of like flirty, fun.
I would say a power move to me, either whether it's me or I see another girl do it. Mm-hmm. But I think when girls go out in baggy pants, sneakers, just like such a vibe, you're just yourself and being cool and confident.
I feel like I wanted to start making a list of things that have made me feel powerful in the past and start doing more of those, like as simple and small as they could be. And get in tune with, like, absolutely not caring what other people think, even if it's silly and stupid.
Anything else that you have for power moves?
You going to Peru alone to do ayahuasca. That's an extreme power move.
Thank you. Yeah, I think traveling alone is a power move. Okay, speaking of TikTok, have you seen Addison Rae's dad on TikTok?
No, but I heard he was at the fair.
Oh my God, Chloe.
Why, is it bad?
Okay, I don't know about you guys, but I feel like when I was younger, even in my 20s, college, if my dad did like one thing that was not even embarrassing, I would be like, oh my God, you're embarrassed.
It's the end of the world.
Like, you talk to my friends, I'm embarrassed.
Literally,
like,
the end of the world. Like,
imagine your dad is doing this.
Oh my God, no. What is he doing? I'm nervous.
I feel so bad for her.
I'm really nervous.
So you know that he, the whole
scandal.
You know,
okay, the whole scandal.
Him and Sherry separated, whatever, and then maybe possibly he has these other girlfriends, whatever the situation is.
He got famous and now he has all these girlfriends.
Oh my God, he's unhinged right now. Uh-uh. It's so bad.
Uh-uh. Let me see. That is not her dad.
Do you know who Young Gravy is?
Yeah.
And how he's trying to date Sherry, go on a date with Sherry.
What is going on?
So he's tagging Young Gravy, asking him to fight, basically. And also in his other videos.
Is this, like, a publicity stunt? It's a PR stunt.
No, I think he's unhinged. He's in his Kanye West era or something. But he's tagging Bryce Hall, her ex-boyfriend, random other.
This is literally just for clout, though. This is all that this is for. Think about it. He's on the gravy train.
This is embarrassment.
It's embarrassing, but think about it. He's in the spotlight right now, and he's literally milking it for everything that he can. It's so bad. Parents do not need to be on TikTok. It's literally embarrassing their kids.
Posting videos like that. And you're a celebrity.
Yeah.
You're as big as Addison. And all these people are watching it. And he's tagging your ex-boyfriend. If my dad tagged my ex-boyfriend in any social media post,
I would be mentally unwell.
I would be like,
I would be so mentally unwell. I'm glad that my dad does not know how to use the internet. Okay, do we think that TikTok affects your career?
What do you mean?
There was a meme that said, RIP to your resume when you dip your toe into TikTok content creation. Do you think that employers look at TikToks?
I think I know what you're talking about. I think that was in reference to you start doing TikTok and UGC and you're getting paid for content creation. And so you don't necessarily, you know, you're not working at a company building up your resume of jobs or whatever.
Okay, that position. Because the virality of TikTok and you can be a creator.
Yeah, and you can make money that way. And so a lot of people are trying to do that instead of getting like a normal job.
Okay, so that makes sense because I'm interviewing for jobs right now. And so in my head, I looked at it as, oh my God, are these employers looking at my TikTok?
I do agree with what you're saying too, that, I think it. Imagine.
You do?
Yeah, I'm sure they're looking at all your social media platforms. Because think about it. They definitely look at Instagram.
I think I'm going to change my name on my applications so that they don't really know my real name. Yeah. Keep my social channels the same and make it like Chloe Elizabeth.
When you apply?
When I apply.
But do you think that's more sketchy?
I don't know. Because my social media has nothing to do with the type of jobs that I'm applying for. But it is a thought that comes to mind of like,
I mean, think about it. They're going to research you if they're serious about
you. And if you were to Google me, like, you can easily find all my social media handles. And I don't think employers should do that.
If I was hiring someone,
yeah,
I would definitely look at their social media. Because you want to know what kind of shit they're posting. What if they're posting things that are like, so out of pocket or so inappropriate. You don't want that person representing your company.
That's fair. And I also think you could see your mutuals. And if you have strong mutuals, you could utilize that to your benefit. You know, because it's like your mutuals on Instagram are not your mutuals on LinkedIn.
Yeah. I mean, that would be hard interviewing for a serious position and having a TikTok.
And that's what I'm struggling with right now, because I'm interviewing for some serious positions for, you know, AE roles. And it's like, I'm curious if they're looking at my social media. It's not like I'm posting anything bad, but my TikTok is unfiltered. This podcast is pretty unfiltered, you know?
Definitely looking at your TikTok. I think, so I always want to know. Especially if they're younger-ish, if they're probably looking at it. That would be my guess.
Which is interesting, right? Because it has absolutely nothing to do with the product that I'm selling and my capabilities. But
let's say you were making TikToks that were anti something, or like,
it would be good to do research.
You know, you're like very vocal about, you know, something that's like controversial. This is like something
I should ask a recruiter if they really dive into that, or if they just kind of glaze over it and they're like, oh, that's interesting.
To, like, openly say, yeah.
But I have friends that are recruiters, so I'd be curious like to ask them if, because they're never going to tell you like, oh, we didn't move forward with you because of your social media.
Yeah.
But
I guess you could always either, one, obviously not ideal is going private until you get the job, and then two, changing your TikTok name. But I know
it's my name. But I wish you could.
But even then, it's like, you can search your name and whatever videos are either tagged of you or whatever will pop up too.
Mm-hmm.
Even if they're, if you're private, your name will be tagged to whatever those videos are.
Yeah,
it's kind of crazy. And also, we're pretty like, our generation, everyone is unhinged on TikTok. Like,
everyone.
All these videos are, people are going to see this one day. The things that people just post down there, I'm like, sometimes, myself included, forget that your social online footprint is forever.
But to be honest, I feel very free posting whatever, and I feel, I want to work for a company that's willing to accept that and be, and honestly be excited about it. Even guys that I've dated, the ones that have been like, why would you post that?
Yeah.
The guy that I'm dating, he is very supportive of it. And he thinks it's very cool. He's like, I love when you are posting. I think your that's boyfriend? Cool.
You're still avoiding that part. Okay, never mind. I thought I just needed it. Anyways, I will agree though. Yeah. I do feel very lucky because this is the first time that I've worked at a company where I don't feel like I have to filter myself
at all. You don't have to hide anything.
No, they're so accepting. They're so open.
But other companies should be too, you know, or at least give that feedback of like, actually your social media doesn't align. So then I know like, oh, okay. Yeah. Well, just tell me that.
Yeah. Which, like, at other jobs, I have had coworkers follow me, and I always was like, oh, I don't want them to see myself.
I hate it.
And now I don't care.
You don't care.
They're all posting it too. All of us have TikTok. All of us are posting random shit.
It's
all
better.
Of us are on social. And I mean, I.
But also, those companies that are hiring are on TikTok, or they have.
They want people TikTok who know
content
TikTok.
Creators. Yeah. So I'm kind of like, is it
a company that's like in alignment of that?
Yeah. Anyway.
All right. You
interviews.
Guys. That's so fun. That was it.
We had a short episode this week. We're going to try to pump out more with you guys. Yeah. Pump out. I got to stop saying that.
Pump it out.
We're going to pump it up.
Pump up the gym.
Jump it up. Fire burning.
Wow, the beat is.
Am I singing two songs?
Are we singing different songs?
We got to go.
All right, you guys. Thanks for listening. As always, you can follow us on Instagram at onedrink.in or TikTok at onedrinkin. And then our personals will link in our show notes. And don't forget to subscribe, leave us a review. It means the world to us. We love you guys.
Bye.
Yeah, that's what I said.